Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
If you do not change direction, you might end up where you are heading. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful, transformative, awakening, healing planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio. I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, back for our seventh season of Inspired Living, if you can believe that. I don't know where 7 years has gone. It's been an honor and a privilege to have these podcasts and these live shows and be able to, hear stories from people that the show, the podcast that they listen to, even from a few years ago. I had somebody reach out to me from a show that we did, I think, 5 years ago, and it really kind of just opened up their mind and kind of got them thinking outside the box. And that's what we do here on Inspired Living Radio is, to encourage you, to motivate you, self-empowerment, really just get you motivated, get you thinking for, what's going on in our world. But if you're new to the show, welcome. So, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Get into some comfortable clothes, grab a coffee, grab a tea, sit back for the next 45 minutes as we explore 2022. We're going to be talking about that from a numerology standpoint. Going to be sharing some forecasts and perspective and insights, just like I've done the last three seasons of Inspired Living Radio. Usually the first show when we come back, I set the tone or the energy for what I see coming in our world. I talked about this in 2019 when 2020 was right around the corner on, the roaring 20s. This decade was going to be very, very transformative and very chaotic, and I think we could all agree that we don't want to ever go back to 2020. Hindsight is 2020. Whoever came up with that term, I think they maybe were time travelers and were letting us know what that was about. But happy new year to you. Thank you for tuning in. We are here every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. You can always catch replays here on Om Times Radio. You can also now catch us streaming through your favorite podcasting platform, whether that's Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, Google Podcasts, iHeart, whatever that may be. And I want to just announce today that we are very inspired and we're very humbled and, just excited that Inspired Living Radio has been moved up to number 25 on the FeedSpot's Best 70 Inspirational Podcasts to listen to in 2022. We were 26 last year in 2021, so we have bumped up one spot into the top 25. And there are thousands of podcasts out there, you guys. So I appreciate it. My team appreciates it. And just thank you for listening in. And again, you may not agree with everything I say, but that's what the podcast is for. It's to create awareness, which awareness is the greatest agent for change. And we have a lot of fun here on Inspired Living Radio. I'm excited for some of the guests that we have scheduled. We're already scheduling out into, I believe, March and February and March already. And let's just kick off this show for 2022 as the year of hope. So everybody take just a nice deep breath with me. We've gone ahead and put 2021 in the rearview mirror behind us. We're setting our sights moving forward for 2022. And if you've caught the past shows, that I talked about a lot of changes and a lot of, this pandemic and the politics and society and even just the global workforce has changed since that first forecast in 2019, at the end of 2019, early 2020. And this year we're moving in to what us numerologists like to call the year of hope. And I'm going to give you a little bit of backstory to, what numerology is, how long it's been around, why do I use it for the spiritual work that I do. But, you know, the quote that really stands out to me as we kick off this new year of 2022 is a quote by Deepak Chopra where he says, "All great changes are preceded by chaos." And I think we could all agree, whatever world you're living in, whether that's in the, you know, the fact world, the science world, the Earth is round world, or the multiverse of the Earth is flat, science isn't real, and facts aren't really necessary, we would all agree that this has been chaos the last few years. And when you look at that from a spiritual standpoint, he's right. Deepak is right that all great changes are preceded by chaos. And we're moving in out of the chaos and into what us numerologists, like I said, it's the year of the six. So what is the history of numerology? You know, the history of numerology, as far back as I've researched and studied, because I do a lot of reading, I read about a book a week now, is about 11,000 years old as far as recorded history. Now, we know that it dates back to the practices. The practices and the principles of numerology have been traced back to at least 500 BC. So this is when the Greek mathematician and philosopher Pythagoras began a theory on numbers when he discovered that there was some sort of direct correlation between numbers and music notes. So for those of you that are listening to the show, maybe it's your first time, maybe you're coming back as one of our inspired listeners from around the globe, numerology in layman terms is really just the study of numbers and their effect on individuals and the world around us, how numbers influence us. If you think about it, we're the only species on the planet that measures our life by time. I am getting ready to celebrate 50 years going around the sun here this year. I don't know where those 50 years have gone, but we measure our life by a number. We have a retirement age that we're trying to all get to. We have a birth date when we come in. No other species on the planet measures or communicates with the universe like humans do. So there's that intelligence factor, I think, therefore I am. But what it does is the theories and practices and the thoughts that make up the concept of numerology have been around since the first sentient being evolved in this universe. It's a direct communication. And what it does, because the universe does not have a voice, and the only reason you understand me right now through this vibration off my vocal cord that's going into this microphone that's being broadcast through the servers in North Carolina and Ohm Times Radio, blasting out to whatever device you're listening to this show, it's all vibration. If you think about it, it's frequency, it's vibration, it's energy. And because the universe does not have its own audible voice, and I'd be curious to know what that voice sounds like. I've always thought about it. If the universe could speak, what or who would it sound like? Would it be a woman's voice? Would it be a man's voice? Would it be a cross between the two? Would it be a high voice, a deep voice? But what it is it's the universe using a voice, what I like to call signs, symbols, synergy, and synchronistic events. And what I mean by synergy is the combination of our energy, the same energy from a healthcare standpoint. The energy that makes your heart beat is what makes you go. Without any energy in your heart, there's no heart, there's no beat, there's no you. So that energy in the physical world of our heart, the energy of who we are, our auric field, our what science calls the human energy field, that blends with what is unseen, what is necessarily not known. And we call that synergy, which is like a spiritual blending of both the metaphysical energy of unseen and the physical energy of what is seen. So the universe starts to communicate to us directly. And if you continuously see a pattern or a trend of numbers, for example, 111, 222, 333, 444, 555, even the concept, there is no 666, but even from, you know, just understanding my religious background and my history and research on 666, that's really just a Hollywood movie thing. That's a kind of more of a pagan thing. It's not really the mark of the devil. I haven't found any correspondence to that. But as far as the sequencing of numbers coming up in your life, it's just trying to let you know something in a way of communicating without it being this, you know, vibration off a vocal cord or a big booming voice from the sky. And it's just funny, I've always thought as us as humans, how we always are looking at our watches. We got to be somewhere at a certain time. I'm late for this appointment. I got to be here for this radio show at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Everything is really based on numbers. If you even think about technology, the coding behind a lot of ones and zeros. For those of you that have been around since the 2000, you may remember Y2K when they weren't sure the numbers were going to roll over and we were going to have, you know, a apocalyptic meltdown of society with technology. And so numbers have been around for a long time, and that's what numerology is, and just how the numbers influence us, communicate with us. Now the question becomes, are you open to that? Are you aware of that? Are you listening to that? Everything in what we do is free will and choice, so you don't have to pay attention. You can just go about your job and you can go about your life and not pay attention to the sequencing of numbers that are always popping up in your life. But one thing that really caught my attention with numerology, and I use it a lot in my readings as one of the tools in my spiritual toolbox, is the Matrix, right? That's all. If you know the screen of the Matrix, the numbers going down. And when I saw the Matrix, I didn't understand it. And I had to go back and watch it for a second time. Now, this is years ago, and the new Matrix just came out, and it's just as mind-blowing of the concept of what they come up with. But there's a lot of number sequences with numerology within the Matrix, and I always, you know, tell people now, I no longer believe that the movie, The Matrix, is a movie. I believe it's a documentary, because I'm always seeing patterns and trends, and I'll give you an example here in just a second of the glitch in The Matrix. But really what numerology is in a nutshell, you guys, is the universe having a voice to connect with you through signs, symbols, synergy, synchronistic events, and the power of number. And it's associated based off the philosophy of Pythagoras, who saw a relationship between that and music notes. So, check the time here. It goes by so quick. So we were celebrating New Year's here in Seattle. We got into an elevator, and as the door is closing, we saw a cleaning lady, helping a customer or a client of the hotel that we were staying at, and she was helping her, and the doors closed, and we went down a floor. So we went from the fourth floor down to the third floor. And when the door opened, and it wasn't just me, there was my wife and our good friends were with us and another couple. And when the doors opened, that cleaning lady was the same cleaning lady, same outfit. She wasn't helping anybody, but she was literally standing in the hallway. And we all looked at each other and looked at the elevator number, which said we were on the third floor. And all I could say was, oh, there's a glitch in the Matrix, and the door's closed. So we don't know, unless she had a twin sister, and that, I guess, rationally you could, you know, debunk that, but logically saying that. But it was so funny because we were all joking about, oh, we just witnessed a full glitch in the Matrix. With a lady up on the fourth floor, get down to the third floor, and there's the exact same lady, same outfit, just smiling at us. It was really, I don't know, it was interesting. And so that's, you know, what we always talk about, a glitch in the Matrix and working with numerology. So you can use numerology to do forecasting. And so a lot of the forecasting that I do specifically for 2022 is just to take a look at what's coming up based on the energy of the numbers and what the numbers represent. And, you know, you can just take, for example, the year is 2022. So what you would do is you would break down the number of 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 2. This equals 6. And for those of you that are, you know, really into metaphysics or into, you know, Tesla, he talked about the power of 6. He always talked about the powers of 3, 6, and 9. And this becomes a universal year for us. And what's interesting is numerology has a lot of ties with astrology. We did a show in December with my friend and colleague, Kathy Buell. I came on her show and we talked about numerology, and then she came on here on Inspired Living Radio. It was the last show of the year and we talked about astrology, and really, they're really cousins to one another, you know, based off the history. And we always say that, numerology, you know, the word numerology was introduced, I believe, it wasn't known as numerology, it was just the theory of numbers, and I believe it was 1907, as far as recorded history, at least the first time it was recorded in history, where the word numerology was coined in the study of numbers to get the name. And what you do is you just take those numbers, you add them up, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 2, you break it down into a single digit, so that equals 6. But if it was a two-digit number, you just add those two up and break it down. It's always equal in a single digit, unless it's a master number of 11, 22, and 33. So 2022 is known as a universal year, the year of the 6. And the key words that I would say are related to that energy of 6 is not only the year of hope and what we numerologists call the master builder, but the number 6 also is about caregiving. It's about personal responsibility and taking care of yourself. And I think we'd all agree that based on the chaos that we've gone through and what we've witnessed, on many levels, from this global pandemic to society shifting to politics to the Great Resignation, people literally quitting their jobs. We would recognize that we need to start taking care of ourselves moving forward. And that six energy, like I said, represents home. It represents balance. It represents good health, both physical health and mental health. Conversations we've been having, karma, love, success, service, things that are going to be coming up for us in 2022 that a lot of people may not agree with, and it may actually rub people the wrong way, but there's a lot of karmic energy coming from the number six and the year of six. So we're going to be cutting to our first break here. And if you want to follow us, you can always follow us on our Facebook page, Inspired Living. That is a public page open to the public. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram under the handle Inspired For Us. That's the number four. And if you want to learn more about what I'm doing here in Seattle, you can find me at marklanehart.com or just internet search The Intuitive Prospector. But when we come back, we're going to continue to dive into the year of 2022, the year of the six, the year of hope, and of course, the Master Builder number. You are listening to Inspired Living Radio. You are the inspired and the inspiration. We'll be right back.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Listeners, we hope you're enjoying the shows here on OM Times Radio. Mark Lanehart here and host of Inspired Living Radio. And I'd like to invite you to my morning show of inspiration, encouragement, healing, motivations, transformations, and discovering that diamond within. Metaphysical Mocha Mondays every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, over on the Intuitive Prospector Facebook page and my YouTube channel, Soul Adventures. Dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live and discover that diamond within.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
And welcome back to Inspired Living. Welcome to 2022. Happy New Year. I'm thankful for our listeners listening to us from all around the planet. It's been a crazy year. 2021 is behind us, but let's move forward with just the mindset. I like that commercial that was just talking about, mental health, coping, reaching out to people, just really moving forward from the last 2 years that we have endured and suffered. And I know for some of our listeners out there, maybe you've lost a loved one to this pandemic. I know that I've already been doing readings from a mediumship standpoint, connecting to loved ones. In fact, to this week. So we're going to see more of this, and it's unfortunate, but it also helps us that for those of us that are living, to really carpe diem and seize the day and to live for those that can no longer live and have been impacted, directly or indirectly from this pandemic. And, if you're listening to the show, I always remind people, if you have lost a loved one, there's 5.4 million globally that have passed on through this pandemic. Those aren't accurate numbers. I don't know if we'll ever have an accurate number, but there's more to come. But what you can do to draw close to your loved one is do something that they did in life that reminds you of them. It could be you know, taking a walk out in nature. It could be wearing their cologne, wearing their maybe their favorite flannel shirt. Maybe the hobbies, maybe they were a carpenter and loved to work with wood and glue, and maybe sitting around a fire. Do the things that they love to do in life. It's a great way to connect with your loved ones. And, you know, we do this together. I talked about this 2 years ago in 2019 about the great coming together. I still see that. I still stand by that. That is my forecast then. That is my forecast now. And as, you know, as Alan Watts puts it, the only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance of life, if you will. And that's from Alan Watts. And that's what we're doing. We're diving into 2022 with a new mindset to say, you know what, let's put the past behind us. Let's stop suffering our past. Let's broaden our perspectives because, you know, if person that claims to know everything knows nothing at all. And let's work forward. Let's move forward with a mindset and a ideology of believing in science, believing in facts, believing in journalistic standards and democracy, and that we have one planet and that us as humans need to work together if we're to survive on this planet. People always say, is it the end of mankind? And I said, well, you know, yeah, maybe, but it's not the end of Mother Earth. Mother Earth will move on without us, so I hope that we become aware of the changes. Just, you know, the weather alone this year has just been eye-opening. Even here in Seattle, we have experienced weather that I've never seen in the 50 years of being on this planet. So we're going to make 2022 the year of hope, the year of a master builder. And what does that mean, master building? So I'm going to break the numbers down for you and the forecast that I'm talking about. But just going back to that, just the roots of numerology. It's been around for a long time. It's not a new concept. It's not Mark's new age way of working with numbers. It really is, you know, tying back to Pythagoras and his theories with the relationship between numbers and music notes and how the universe can talk to us without having an audible voice. And music, you know, the universe talks to us not through just numbers. The universe talks to us through nature. The universe talks to us through music. And if you don't believe that, then ask yourself why we have a global pandemic. This pandemic came from nature. It's been over 2 years, and it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be nature that figures out a way. I'm not gonna get into the whole vaccinated, unvaccinated. I work in healthcare. I've been in healthcare for 25 years. I know where I stand with that. I'm gonna do me. You do you. I'm gonna follow the science. I am fully vaccinated because I've learned from history past that there are certain points in history when you should get vaccinated: polio, smallpox, COVID-19. I know the debate rages. I know the divide grows. But we'll look back at this as a time that of how social media and cable news influenced us to make poor decisions in our society and impact people's lives that we probably didn't need to do. But that's the chaos. That's the learning. That is the transformation from the caterpillar to the butterfly that we're going through. And if we listen to the universe, whether it's numerology, astrology, your own intuition, prayer, meditation, some of you are feeling a sense of uncertainty. But I don't. I feel just the opposite of that. I feel that this year of hope in the Master Builder, because the last 2 years we have spent tearing down old ways of being. We've brought things to the surface that are, you know, hard to talk about, hard to watch, hard to experience, whether it's, you know, the rule of law, democracy, equality, racism, systemic racism, violence, greed. I mean, the list goes on and on. We've seen it the last 2 years. We've been planting these seeds and tearing down old ways of being so this year we can start moving into the year of six and become the master builders. You know, it's like, think of it just in terms of, you know, construction. When you tear something down, it's hard work. You're getting covered in dust. It's dirty. You may have a couple bruises and scrapes and scratches. And then you lay the new foundation and you start to build something that's even better. You know, I'm thinking of the Kingdome here in Seattle. When they imploded the Kingdome, you know, it had been around for years, great sporting event. It was one of the first domes ever built besides New Orleans and the Superdome. And when they imploded it, it created a lot of dirt and a lot of dust and had to, it took months to clean up. But now what stands in its place is a beautiful new arena that would have never been there without the implosion of the Kingdome. And even as I look at my studio, there's a house that sits behind me. The house is, you know, was built in the early, I would say, 1930s, and it had a side yard, which was an orchard. And next to it, that was actually sold off, And the property was turned into a plot, which actually now has a new style modern home. It's built up, literally. So you have this old turn of the century house, and right next to it, you have this modern house. And it just shows how times are changing. But we are master builders this year. That's where we're going. That's what we're doing. That's what I'm going to inspire you to do. If you follow my work, you know that I try to use all my platforms, whether it's here on Ohm Times Radio, whether it's on my Facebook page, The Intuitive Prospector, Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, TikTok, Clubhouse, YouTube. I always try to use my platforms for positivity to put that ripple effect out and to pay it forward, because I do believe it's contagious. And this show is dedicated to the Year of Hope and being master builders. So if you listen to the universe, if you're open to it, like I said, free will and choice will always dictate where you go. You don't have to take my word for it. Mine's just an opinion and a perspective. But the forecast I see based off what I've put into the numbers is things that are changing. And, you know, like I said, Pythagoras back in 500 BC was using his knowledge and numbers to look at people's, you know, birth dates, look at the vibration and the notes that correspond to how people act in the world and what you see of people, how they display their personalities in public. I did numerology based off predicting the outcome of the last presidential election, to great ridicule, of course. But at the same time, I had predicted based on numerology alone that the next president would be who it is today, but it wouldn't be without a lot of problems, and that's where we're at today. So that's one way of using numerology. Each year goes through a cycle, 1 through 9, so we're in the year of the 6, so in 3 more years we'll get to the year of the 9, and then we will start over. So everything is in a cycle, and if you think of nature, we're now in the winter season, but we know that the trees in the winter lose their leaves, but we know in the spring that the leaves come back. And so that's what numerology is, also a cycle of information, and it goes 1 through 9. Now, Pythagoras saw something. He knew something, and he started listening to the universe based off this, you know, this numerology, which was coined in the early 1900s as the term numerology. And what was interesting is, you know, he would look at it to inspire ideas that would eventually lead to what we call the creation of the zodiac signs, using the stars in the sky to have zodiac signs. But it was really that philosophy and that theory of numbers and music and the correlation to the universe that really created our zodiac signs. And, you know, if you follow Pythagoras, or if you're a student of history like I am, we know that he was a very private individual. We don't know a lot about his private life. And, you know, that's usually the case with the smart ones, right? You think of Einstein, you think of Pythagoras, you think of even just some of the greats, Stephen Hawking, Carl Sagan, very private, very smart in what they did. And, you know, Pythagoras believed that everything that could be worked down would be represented by a single digit. And here we are, the year of the 6. And it's literally now called, you know, the studies and theories that he did back then are now called the Pythagorean number system. And it's still used in modern numerology today. And what I find interesting is Einstein, who predicted a lot of things that have come to pass as we move out into space, gravitational waves, the James Webb telescope that just got launched in early December, that's going to give us a new view into our universe based on mathematics, the universal language. And, you know, Einstein used numbers a lot. He looked at Stephen Hawking, Carl Sagan. They all worked with numbers, and I've always found that to be fascinating, because I'll be honest with you guys, I was horrible at mathematics in high school. I didn't understand calculus. I'm surprised I even made it to calculus, but I didn't understand geometry. I didn't understand algebra. I didn't know how to apply. I'm like, why does this even apply? How do I use this in my life? To think later in life I'd be talking about this on a podcast, or, you know, using it as a tool to help people with, you know, guiding people in their life as a psychic and as a medium. And it's just funny how things work out. But mathematics is the language of the universe. And when we do have first contact, and full disclosure, with little green men and spaceships, as I've predicted that we would in the Roaring Twenties, there will be a lot of mathematics and numerology and symbology that will be used in communicating with the species that's obviously far more advanced in technology, physics, space travel. That's coming, guys. And I know if you're listening to the show for the first time, you may be thinking, is this guy sitting in the studio wearing a tinfoil hat? But you have to ask yourself one question. Why is one of the oldest conspiracy theories recorded throughout history
continually coming up and now has been put into a published report by our government, and we are having conversations and shows that shows us that there is something there, even all the way up to the past presidents that have been quoted, there is something there that's observing us. We don't know what it is. To me, that's fascinating. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've done past shows and past podcasts on the interaction of intelligence, multidimensional being, extraterrestrial beings. I don't like to say aliens, because when you say aliens, the mind goes into a Hollywood movie. And that's going to be part of the numerology. I believe that the universe is going to speak to us, kind of in a Star Trek format. You know, Carl Sagan too, but Gene Roddenberry talked about seeing as a futurist about how we will connect with species much more intelligent than us and much more peaceful than us. And it's going to be, you know, how do we deal with our technology and how do we deal with all these changes that we're going through? And it comes back to hope, because without hope, what's really the point? It comes down to this last year, I've said a lot, especially on social media, because, you know, when I'm putting something out there for somebody to listen to, or, you know, I'm doing a show, some of the comments that come through are just, wow, very, very divisive, very mean, very angry. You know, I always tell people, we can have different perspectives and we can learn from each other on our perspectives. And if I'm wrong, educate me. Don't belittle me. And there's a lot of that going on. And I think we're tired of it. I think a lot of us are like, let's just move forward. Let's start working on the benefit of our planet, our society, homelessness, mental health, sickness, start to focus on good medicine for cancer treatments. The science behind, you know, these vaccines that have been around for a long time, by the way. But science is fluid, right? Science is the truth of its time. We were watching a show based on, you know, past historical true events. And, you know, the science of the time in the 1300s was, you know, the belief that in order to conceive a baby, you had to enjoy your encounter from congregating, or from having a sexual encounter, you had to enjoy it. And if you didn't, then you could never conceive a baby. And that was what the church and the science of the time believed. We know that not to be the truth now, but it was just watching that going, wow, history has, or science has really throughout history evolved, but it's always fluid. It's always changing. And whether we agree with it or not, it's the truth of the time, always striving to get better. And that's what we can do this year in the year of 2022, and use that six energy and use, you know, history and Pythagoras and Carl Sagan and Einstein and Stephen Hawking to start looking more to the stars and who we truly are and where we are going. You know, I always go back to Darwin, especially the two things that I've come back to these last 2 years and doing this show. Charles Darwin and the Serenity Prayer. Charles Darwin said this: it's not the strongest of species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the most responsive to change. So you have to ask yourself, are you responsive to change? We've all gone through it. I don't know if anybody has not been impacted by what the events over the last 2 years has unfolded. And the Serenity Prayer, you know, whatever God is for you, you know, maybe you don't believe in God, maybe you're an atheist, maybe you're an agnostic, maybe you're a true believer. I know in my path, I started out as an agnostic wanting proof. Careful what you ask for. And realizing that, you know, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage for the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And those two concepts of Charles Darwin about just, you know, intelligence and being responsive to change, and the Serenity Prayer has really helped me out. And I'm going to apply that to this show this year, in the year of hope, in the year of change and transformations, in the year of those seeds that we've planted the last 2 years to start building something new and be master builders of the year that we want to carve out. So we're gonna get ready for our final break. And when we come back, let me check the time here. Oh, we got a couple minutes here. So let's do a basis of 2022 from a numerology standpoint, what I'm forecasting. Like I said, what I see coming, there's always going to be natural disasters. There's always going to be violence in our world. I'm not that type of person to predict, you know, famous people are going to die. I know that there are psychics out there that do that. I do not. I don't predict death and dying. And I know that from just history past, there's always going to be changes, you know, volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, violence. There will always be war on our planet. I don't predict that stuff. I like to look at more of the what can we do to make change and be a better version of ourselves tomorrow than we were today. And that six energy of this year and the basis of 2022, if you break that in half, 20 is a number based on conflict. And we're not going to see this change until 2099 when we switch to 2100. That is going to be that 20 is always based on duality, if you will, the balance of right and wrong, yin and yang, opposing forces. We see it in every part of society today. But the second half, so that's two and zero battling each other, and now we're in 2022. Okay, so the 2022 is where we're at. And if you add all of them up together, there's three twos within this year, adding up to six, but the twos also represent peace and balance. So this year, the year of hope, will still have some very historical moments based on this country, based on our democracy, based on right and wrong, the rule of law. That's all going to come to the surface, but it's going to create balance, and it's also a karmic energy that we're going to have to go through, and we can go through it together. And I believe this is part of the great coming together, where we focus on balance, home, duality, health, karma, love, success, and most importantly, being in service. Cooperation, diplomacy, coming back to a middle, not a far left, not a far right. We've done that. And, it, you know, the old saying goes, a divided house cannot stand. So that's not where we want to go. But 2022, Master Builder Year, the year of hope. When we come back after our last break, we'll finish up talking about forecasts, what I see for the rest of this year. And I hope you're enjoying Inspired Living Radio's first broadcast of 2022, back for our seventh season. Like I said, be inspired, inspire others, inspire before we expire. We'll be right back.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile.
shoes.
Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio, where we are happy to announce that Inspired Living has been recognized as one of the top 70 inspirational podcasts to listen to in 2022 by FeedSpot. So we're very excited for that. We moved up one spot from last year, number 26. So we've moved into the top 25. Give us a listen over on your favorite podcasting platform, whatever that may be. Leave us a review. I'd love to hear back. And if you have any information that you want to share or something you're interested in, you can always share that on our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio and Podcast. So it's now updated to include radio and podcast, and I'd love to have you join our listeners from all around the world. So before the break, we were just kind of breaking down what numerology is, the history of numerology, the philosophy of numerology, how numbers influence our life, and how really numerology is the voice of the universe, and also giving rise to the zodiac signs, which a lot of people use astrology. Now, as I was saying right before the break, that the 20 of 2022, the first two digits really sets the stage for the year. So like I said, the 2 and the 0 are about opposing. The 0 corresponds to what we call spiritual openness and growth, wholeness, continuing cycles and flow, and the beginning of new journeys. And that's why I said in my podcast a few years ago that 2020 was going to be an eye-opener. It was going to be a doozy. I didn't think the world was going to shut down like it did in March, but here we are almost 2 years later. But what that does is the first two digits from a numerology standpoint really sets the stage for the year, while the last two digits, which is a 22 master number. Remember earlier in the show I talked about numerology is a scale 1 through 9, and it repeats that cycle. So we're in the year of the 6, in 3 more years we're going to hit 9, and then we repeat over at the year of the 1. There's 3 numbers associated as master numbers, master influencers, where the universe is really, really speaking to us. And that's 11, 22, and 33. Now, for some reason, I've always been just fascinated with the number 22. I have no idea. Even my new hockey jersey for the Kraken here in Seattle is number 22. It's the number I wore in high school for my sports. It's the number I wore in college. I've always just been interested in the number 22, even though I'm a life path 8 in numerology, which is about manifesting. But I've always just been interested with master numbers, and those are really when the universe is calling out to us, and that's what this year is, 22, the year of hope. Hope is ahead, the master builder, where we're going to start to pick up some of the pieces that we've torn down over the last 24 to 36 months, and really start, you know, moving forward in a particular manner. And like I said, that type of energy, the 20 will be with us until we actually hit 2099, and then it will roll over to 2100, which I won't be around for that. And if I am, that means I'm really, really Betty White old. So I miss her. I don't know about you guys, but we, you know, on New Year's, we actually toasted to her. They played the theme from Golden Girls. Somebody that was just an amazing human being from everything that, you know, that she did through television, just her humor and just making you laugh. And so, you know, it's kind of a downer to start the new year that way. But at the same time, you know, life is short. Live it. Carpe diem. You guys always hear me say, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live and discover that diamond within, because you never know what the day is going to bring. And I know from my forecasting, based off numerology, based off the number 6, we are moving for a big change in karmic ways. And, you know, this energy is also going to be instilling discipline. You know, we've got a little bit out of our lanes with discipline, rule of law, right versus wrong, accountability, responsibility. There is going to be energy this year in the 22. Again, we're talking about the, you know, the universe is talking to us. You know, some people don't want to hear that, and that's with everything in life, right? You've always got the good students that, you know, sit at the front of the class and are always listening and participating, paying attention. And then you have students that really don't care. It's no different for humans. It's, we're all in the classroom of life. And there's going to be boundaries that are going to be established. There's going to be a real sense of humanitarianism it's already, for a lot of us in the spiritual pathways that have been open to this for years, we're already, you know,
we're already about an ecosystem of everything is connected and combined. The ego usually puts humans above everything else. And that's, you know, not where we're going this year with humanitarianism. And as we progress through the rest of this year, we're going to reflect on how these themes are appearing for us as personal humans, but also as our society and this karma that's going to be taking place. You know, so if you want to learn about your own numerology pathway, like you said, like I just said, you heard me mention the Life Path 8, which is 8 turned sideways is infinity, journey in, journey out. All you have to do is just take, for layman's terms, just take your birth date, add up all the numbers across. Don't worry about the time. You could really get, you know, into detail with numerology if you want to. The day you were born, the time you were born, the letters in your name. I don't have that much time in the day to do that, so it's just clear cut. Take your birth date, add the numbers across. If they add up to a double digit, unless it's an 11, a 22, or a 33, break it down to a single digit. That's your life path number. So maybe you're just being introduced to numerology for the first time. Use it. It can really help you glean and start to do research. Lots of books. The internet's out there. All the information is right at your fingertips. So the question becomes for us as a 22, as a master number, the year of the 6, which represents hope, which represents master building, how are we welcoming balance into our lives this year? What are you going to do this year to balance what's been going on? How are you going to plan on being a part of service to your community? What ways will you in 2022 embody self-love, love for others, love for the planet, love for our animals, love for self, love for strangers? And, you know, these themes of this year, based on everything I just talked about, balance, home, health, karma, love, success, service, discipline, boundaries, responsibilities, humanitarianism, these themes will tie into your intentions. And what I mean by that, I follow the metaphysics and the physics of our universe, and I've long seen it and believed it and watched it unfold that our intentions, energy follows our intentions. So it's really about you. What are your intentions? How are you setting your intentions? And what actions are you taking to bring your intentions, your dreams, your wants, your desires into your reality? Because that energy, you guys, will follow. And, you know, it's some pretty cool ways of looking at the world with a different set of eyes. And it's not somewhere I was always, you know, I was not always in this this mindset and doing forecasts. I come from a background of military and fire service and very logical and very rational and very based on science and healthcare. And all of a sudden, I went through my own near-death experience and my own traumas and tragedies of great loss, which I call the TNT that blew my life up, getting me to ask the different questions. And I go back to George Bernard Shaw, where he talked about progress is impossible without change. And those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. And when I read that, I was like, I got to change my mind about how I'm looking at this world, how I'm looking at my journey, how I'm looking about, you know, death and dying. And, you know, even Helen Keller talked about life is either a daring adventure or it's nothing. To keep our faces toward change and behave like free spirits in the presence of fate is strength, undefeatable. Let me say that again. Life is either a daring adventure or it's nothing. To keep our faces toward change and behave like free spirits is the presence of fate is strength, undefeatable. And I created, you know, one of my library on YouTube is called Soul Adventures. My monthly newsletter is called Soul Adventures because I do believe that life, which is an acronym, learn it from experience, is a daring soul adventure and why we're all here to grow, to learn, to transform, to experience all the pains and joys that this life has to bring for us. And this year, it's going to bring a year of hope. I still see the great coming together, and I still see the master building taking place. Whew, that's a lot of words for 2022, but I'm excited, and I haven't been this excited in 3 years, guys, because when I forecasted for my previous shows, you can go catch them here on Ohm Times Radio, the archives, or the other podcasting platforms. You'll see how stormy, dark and stormy things looked, but I knew if we stayed the course, we stay together, you know, just, you know, my days in the Coast Guard, you know, you batten down the hatches and you keep moving forward and you get through the storms. And eventually, you know, the storms lead to smooth sailing. But through that process, you also develop what we call sea legs. You become stronger. And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And this pandemic has opened our eyes that we are not immune from nature, that, you know, we are not immune from a great global shutdown that causes transformation for us to think. And, you know, I was just reading a Harvard Business Journal about how people are not going to be going back into the office. The digital transformation is here, and companies are going to have to, you know, bend and be flexible and change that. People are the 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. It's gone, guys. It's not coming back. It's moving forward. I've even seen studies where they're talking about getting maybe a 4-day work week, kind of like what Europe does, you know, has 32 hours. Wouldn't that be nice with higher pay? So you're actually getting paid more to work less. And that's part of the progress and the fight that we see taking place as well, which is going to be on the stage of politics, because politics are the voice of the people. And that's why we see such severe fighting between these two political parties. And I wouldn't, you know, I also see democracy changing for the United States. I see the face of the United States changing from this, you know, whether it's a national divorce or a cold civil war, states leaving to become their own countries. You know, that's part of, you know, change. And, you know, I don't know if it's progress, but it's something that I do see that's going to be part of this because of this pandemic and what's been building for several years. A two-party system no more with the United States, you know, and maybe the people become the party. That's how it should be. That's what democracy represents and the rule of law. But we're going to build it together. It's the great coming together, because I believe in history and I believe in us. And I believe that 70% definitely outweighs the 30% of people that want to move forward. And, you know, just as, you know, just as George Bernard Shaw said, progress is impossible without change. And those cannot change your minds, cannot change anything. And there's going to be those that you see, maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a coworker. They're just not willing to change their mind. They're not willing to be what Darwin talked about, that flexibility and that adaptability. That's where the survivability comes into play. And that's where we're heading. Or as David Bowie says, time may change me, but I can't trace time. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. The famous David Bowie. So with that, I just want to say, you know, Happy New Year to all of our inspired listeners out there. I really appreciate you. Thank you for listening to the show. Thanks for following the page. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Thank you for making us, you know, 25 out of the tops. Best 70 inspirational podcasts out there, because I know that there is a lot of thousands and thousands of podcasts out there. And I appreciate that you come here every second and fourth Wisdom Wednesday to hear us talk, to have amazing guests. I promise you this year we have an amazing lineup of guests. Myself and my team are working hard to get those scheduled. Some amazing topics, some topics that, you know, make you go, make you think outside the box. And, you know, I just go back to the opening of the show where I talked about Deepak and where he talked about all great changes are preceded by chaos. That's where we were. Chaos will always be a part of our journey, you guys. But moving forward, I think we represent and have realized through this storm that smooth seas are ahead of us, and that we're going to be able to unlock and undo those hatches that have been batted down for the last 24 to 36 months, and really maybe come out on deck and enjoy some sun on our faces and know that we're stronger and we're more wiser and we've transformed. It's, you know, it's that old adage, the caterpillar doesn't become the butterfly without a great transformation in the cocoon phase. And that's where we're at, and we're going to emerge differently and better. And, you know, as the intuitive prospector, I'm always about finding that diamond within, but also understand that diamonds are created under great, severe pressure. And when the diamond is ready to be revealed out of the darkness and into the light, it's got a lot of beauty to share with people. And, you know, as Maslow talked about in his hierarchy of needs, you know, the psychologist Abraham Maslow, he claims that as humans, we naturally prioritize basic psychological needs such as food, drink, shelter, and safety needs. And this is usually achieved through our financial and our emotional security. Well, those have been taken away. And, you know, for many, both the financial, the mental, and the emotional. And these needs are typically met through employment, physical health, mental well-being. Do we retreat back to what is familiar then and what was normal then? or do we focus only on a short-term goal for a short-term gain, or do we shift and awaken to see this opportunity to reboot, to reinvent, to revive, to rejuvenate, to gravitate, and to transform to this new norm of consciousness and global awakening? James Baldwin said, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced." So let's make this year of hope the Master Builders, and I look forward to connecting with you throughout the year of 2022 here on Inspired Living. Happy New Year to all of you, and until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate, and most importantly, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live, and discover that diamond within. We'll see you next time here on Inspired Living Radio. Take care, everybody. Namaste.